This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I figured it out. I figured out leftists. Yeah, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, leftists are from Pluto, whatever. But here's what I'll tell you. I figured them out. They're, most of the things that leftists have a problem with is born straight up ignorance. Just born of straight up ignorance. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They don't know. And what's sad about leftists is they don't know what they don't know. They think they're experts in everything, and they're dumb. They're dumb because they listen to other people without questioning. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he runs a charity that mentors a lot of kids in Compton. And we were having a conversation, and I said to him, I said, there's only one thing in life, man, that I've ever done where I just empty my cup. And that is with martial arts. Anything else, I've questioned. And I said, and I'll tell you, it backfired in the martial arts. And he goes, how so? Because I was telling him, I said, when I, in academia, I questioned everything. A teacher would say, the sky is blue. And I would go, is it really blue? Because I was reading a report that said, blue is sort of the color that we've been made to see because of the ultraviolet rays, or the ultraviolet rays are reflective. And that's the only part of the spectrum that we see. But the sky is really this, that, and the other. And the teacher would be, because I was this studious little kid that was like, no, is it really that? Isn't it just a refraction of the light, and that's the layer that gets seen? You know, that's the visual spectrum that we can see as humans, and this, that, and the other. Well, this kid is deep. But I didn't do that in the martial arts. I was told at a very young age, when you come into the dojo, you empty your cup. Don't question what the person tells you, and empty your cup. And you did it because you would get your butt kicked. You wouldn't. You would get your butt kicked. But excuse me, Master So-and-so, Sensei, why are you throwing that kick? You wake it up like, where was I? You don't remember the question you were trying to answer because they would get just bopped. You couldn't do it today. Kids, you know, lawsuits and all that, dojos would be shut down. You just listen to the kids. But in the old days, man, you didn't question. There was a thing that said, I remember one of my first lessons is, don't come in here with, if you've been to another school, don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear what that instructor's done. This is what you're going to learn here. Empty your cup. Cup is not half full. You don't have any knowledge. You pretended as if you knew nothing. And you learned. And then, as I matured in the martial arts, and they'd say, Mr. Jackson, why don't you take the 6 to 8 year old group, this is years later, okay? Why don't you take the 6 to 8 year old group and you would teach them certain techniques? Great. So I'd go over there. These kids hadn't had the same speech I had because they were younger kids, much younger. And I'm over, you know, new black belt over such new school. Mr. Jackson teaching, okay. Okay, kids, let's line up and do this. We're going to do this. Hand up. Yeah, you. Little ugly kid. Sir, why do we punch like that? And I'm like, what? Ooh. How dare you? How dare you question me? And so you teach all these techniques and go from school. Because I was at multiple schools I would visit. Mr. Jackson, will you teach these kids? Sure. Go over and teach them. Why? But do you have to have your foot like that? And I would go, I never asked that question. I just did it. Now, under the physics of it, I would say the reason why you keep your shoulders straight and you don't let them go off parallel is because you don't get the power. You overreach. You overpunch. You have to learn how to square the shoulders. You have to learn how to roll the punch. That's the physics of it. But I was never questioned it. I just did it. And then over time, I understood it because I'd done it so much, and at that point, I'm getting engineering degrees and all this, so I get it, but you never ask. And what it did, and I'll say this, it made me a better instructor because these kids would ask. So I encourage them now to ask. And it was by accident. I'm not telling you that it worked in the sense that, you know, liberalism said, you know, let them ask questions because it slows down the class. But as I'm teaching it now, I'll say, okay, you're going to do this, you're going to punch this way. And the reason why you're going to punch this way is because if you don't, you won't generate the power. And if you don't generate the power, inside of your own mind, if you can't move a heavy bag, you're going to ask yourself, can I move a person when I punch him? And if you have any doubt, you're never going to have a black belt mentality. Because a black belt mentality says, I don't have any doubt about the outcome of this. I don't even care about the outcome of this. Because if I do have to pull my weapon, which is me, it has to be a cause I'm ready to die for. You get it? So, yeah, I'm glad these kids eventually challenged me. It made me challenge myself and made me understand things and made me understand that squaring that punch up is where the power came from. And I didn't have to be 250 pounds to deliver a 250 pound punch. That I didn't have to be 6'4", 250 pounds to have the attitude of a 6'4", 250 pound person because I was ready. I was mentally and physically ready. And every little tweak of the body, every little roll of the fist, every little hardening of the body, the mind, body, and spirit was all for the effort of peace. To never use my weapon. But to be ready to use it. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal to be ready to go to battle, hoping you never do, but be ready. So you're training every day mentally. I hope you're training in many ways. I hope you're taking care of yourself in a multitude of ways. But what you come here to do with this show is you come here to understand all, that there's a lesson in all of this. You should be, there should be a curiosity about everything that's happening to you. And in that curiosity, as you ask more questions and engage, trust me, people are going to test you. They're going to want to know, what is your level of expertise? Why are you coming over here to teach me something? Do you know enough to teach me? Are you the person that I should pay attention to because you know how to roll that punch and you know how to share, square up those shoulders and you know how to slip a punch? And you know how to breathe properly? Tell people all the time, you only have about 60 seconds of air in your breath, in your lungs. If you're lucky. If you're training, maybe you have a little bit more, a little bit less. But that's it. So you better know how to breathe. Well, metaphorically, you better know all the things that I just told you when you're engaging with leftists. Engaging in this fight for your survival. Lots of talk.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crying over you. Crying over you. Oh, man, during the break, my producer's like, why are you crying? I wasn't crying. I was wiping my eye. You ever wiped your eye and you have, like, salt or some pepper? I was cutting peppers, and I had a little pepper on my finger, and it got in my eye, and my eye, like, I start blinking, and it gets red, and these guys accuse me of crying. I ain't crying. I do cry. I ain't gonna lie, though. I cry. I cry over movies. I'm emotional over movies. I don't understand me sometimes, because, like, I could just do real serious damage to somebody physically for the wrong, you know, for, like, they attack me or hit my kid or something like that, but at a movie, I'm just a sap. You know, when Brian Piccolo was dying of leukemia, I was like, don't die, Brian. But you know what? I freely admit it. I freely admit it. And I think that it's kind of, I've learned this about some, and I've seen all types. I got some friends that are the hardest dudes on the planet that ain't cry for nothing. At least I've never seen them cry. And then there are guys like me, man. I could be at the funeral of, you know, your cousin Ray Ray Nim's best friend. And when I see the family cry, I just cry. I emote with them. It's like part of that emotion. Maybe that's what made me good. In dealing with these boards, and you know, when I was a management consultant, because I could feel what was going on in the room. Does that make sense? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. KJRadio.com. Woo! I'm crying, man. Oh, man, crying. Okay, so I'm crying for two reasons. This is why I was crying during the break, since my producers are saying, you were crying. I was not crying. But here's why I was crying during the break. First of all, I missed National Coming Out Day. I know. I'm going to give you guys a minute to cry listening to the program. Yeah, I'll go on, take a second. I can't give you a minute because it would be too long on the radio. But take a minute, I mean, take a second and cry because you missed National Coming Out Day. You had your chance. Now you got to wait a whole other year. That's right. As you guys know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I came out as not gay. I did. Not gay. And the reason I came out as not gay is I believe people were suspecting it anyway. Yeah, I think they kind of figured it out. They're like, Kevin, you got a woman, you have four, you know, you're with a woman, you have four sons, you know, you have a pit bull as a pet, he's a pound pup, but either way, I had Tyson at the time, and I'm beginning to think you're not gay. I mean, and this is in a world where being gay is a good thing. You know, you when you declare that you are gay, people are like, hey, wait, you are so courageous. And I came out not gay. I'm just saying, it was National Coming Out. Were you guys aware of this? Were you guys aware? It was National Coming Out Day the other day. Yeah. Last week. National Coming Out Day. So, yes, I was crying because I missed it. Technically, I don't have to come out anymore because, as I said, I've already come out not gay. But I hope you will, too. You guys know Facebook shut down my not gay page. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We had our own flag. It was green, rainbow, like shades of green with three bullet holes in it. Yeah, because we're, you know, we're pro-gun, we're pro-God, and, you know, pro-military. So we had our own flag, and we had our day where we had our Not Gay Pride Day. And we were going to do marches and the whole thing. And Facebook took it down. I had gay people attacking it. And we said, I even said in the, I'm just giving you guys some ideas here, but I even said in the notation, I said, we are not anti-gay. We love our gay counterparts. We're just not gay. And gay people, you're making a mockery. I'm like, how am I making a mockery of what I am? I'm not gay. And man, it just blew their minds. They didn't like it. But also, there's a second reason why I'm crying today. Because that poor little Swedish girl, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win it. She didn't win. What was her name? Greta? She didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, they gave it to an Ethiopian. Yeah, do you guys know that? That little girl who went to the UN all angry, Greta, she didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they gave it to, an African. Yeah. Apparently, black still trumps white. Ethiopian trumps Swedish. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 in recognition of his efforts to end his country's two-decade border conflict with Eritrea. For the record, there was no country Eritrea. There's Ethiopia. And then Ethiopia got separated. I just want you to have a little history here. Ethiopia got separated a couple decades ago between its Christians and its Muslims. So there was a religious conflict brewing. And, you know, it was massive. I mean, people were killing each other.
This is why many people were escaping Ethiopia. I don't want to tell you who was trying to cut off the heads of the others. Okay, I'll let you figure that out for yourselves. But people were having to escape. Anyway, they separated the country, said, Muslims, you take Eritrea. Ethiopians, I think, said, we'll keep Ethiopia. And that'll be that. Anyway, the Norwegian Nobel Institute did not give the award to the Swede, but instead gave this prestigious, I'm using my finger quotes, award to Abiy, Ethiopia's leader, because they praised his important reforms. Important reforms. Because he is, and to his credit, I'm going to be honest with you, he has really tried very hard to make sure that Ethiopians and Eritreans don't fight each other and stay out of religious conflicts. And I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle because, you know, we are dealing with Muslims here. And as I said, one of my friends came from Ethiopia. It was a funny story because I asked him one time, I said, man, how many countries did you go get through? African countries have you been to? And he says, thought about it. And he goes, three, including his home country of Ethiopia. And I said, really? I go, where were you? And he goes, in escaping Ethiopia, he went through Sudan and one other country. I don't remember who. But he went through two other countries. Maybe it was Sudan and Kenya or whatever. But he went through two countries in order to get freedom into the United States. Now, why did he do that? Because he was headed home. I think I may have told you guys this story. He was headed home. And his friend stopped him and said, hey, you cannot go back home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets near your home. He turned around and escaped. And he said, Kevin, he goes, it took 30 days before I found a lake that I could take a bath in. He goes, I was stinky. Anyway, they're giving this guy an award and they said, because he's trying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News. President Trump and the First Lady are spending Christmas Eve at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump told lawmakers that $600 payments that were in the new coronavirus relief bill were not good enough, and he wants folks to receive $2,000. As far as the market's reaction to this, Dan Geltrude is America's accountant. He tells Fox News,
"It's not going to have an impact on the market, Todd. It's really more of an economic impact. I don't think the difference between $600 and $2,000 is going to have that dramatic impact on the market. But economically, people having that extra money is going to allow them to use that money and spend that money. And that's the economic stimulus that we're ultimately trying to get towards."
President Trump, with nothing on his public schedule for Christmas Eve, same holds true for President-elect Biden. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Boy, there's a story that sort of depicts where things are today with our youth. This is certainly it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, they now believe that kids, teenagers, should do weight loss surgery to solve teen obesity. When I was growing up, I'm going to say, and look, this is not scientific at all, but maybe there were, I'm thinking about my junior high and high school. In my high school, we didn't have any fat kids, so I went to military school. And it just wasn't allowed. Yeah, we ran the fat out of you. I remember these kids coming to school at summer camp in Texas, 100 degrees, high humidity. And, you know, they'd be out there with rifles over their head running around the platoon. We had it was a 2-week summer camp before school started where some parents would send their kids, and we called it fat camp because these kids would be overweight. I'm telling you, the kids would lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. I mean, just sweat it off. I remember this one kid, I can't remember his name, but I can see him running around, and he would just beat red, with his rifle over his head, running around his platoon. And by the end of that 2 weeks, that dude had lost a solid 20 pounds. And by the end of the semester, he was a lean and mean fighting machine. I remember thinking, boy, that was successful. This school works. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. But forget military school. In my school, I went back to my final semester of my senior year at Brady High School. And I'm going to say, and I'm going from memory, but I can tell you this. There were less than five people, and I can't remember three of them, but there were less than five people who I would call obese. There were a couple, you know, portly people. One of my buddies, Robert Jones, he's a Chubbs, you know, but not overweight. He played football on the team and all that. It was just a bigger kid. There were some bigger kids, but no super fat kids. Nobody that I would be looking at for gastric bypass, as an example. Today, these kids are fat. And you know why they're fat? Because they're fluffy, not only in the body, but they're fluffy in their minds. They have no ability to go through hardship to say, you know what, I'm picking up weight. I'm gonna go out
and do something about it. And in fact, you can't even bring it up as a parent. You're fat shaming your kid. No, you're not. You're making your kid have respect for their body. If my sons, any of them, had gotten fat, I would have said, hey, you are picking up weight. We're going to go on a routine. You're going to understand your body and respect your body. That's what would have happened. Wouldn't have been fat shaming. It would have been, how long do you want to live? I mean, is there life shaming? Does that count? Does it matter that you want your children to live long, healthy lives? Well, it's funny. Michelle Obama can talk about, you know, eating the right foods and all these other things and everything is great. But if you talk about it, it's fat shaming. It's crazy, man, how crazy this world has gotten. Here's what this is. The guidance issued Sunday by the American Academy of Pediatrics is based on a review of medical evidence, including several studies showing that surgery in teens can result in marked weight loss lasting at least several years with few complications. In many cases, related health problems, including diabetes and high blood pressure, vanished after surgery. All right, let's say that's all true. Here's what I say. I say we've got a generation of softies, mentally and physical softies, snowflakes as we call them. Used to be snowflakes was a white chick, but now snowflake means, you know, weak. Anyway, so you got these generation of fluffies that can't handle anything mentally or physically taxing, and we're giving them another way out. As opposed to saying, look, get in the gym. Go work out. Get it done. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are some kids that have thyroid issues, things like that. I understand that. And they carry extra weight. And I do think that you could consider it. But I think that it's like we've allowed these kids to say, I'm going to jump immediately to the resolution, if you will. So instead of actually trying to do something and getting their medal, earning their medal, these kids just jump to the easy thing. And I'll go back to bullying, because I know that's a touchy subject for a lot of leftists. They always talk about bullying. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. Bullies are needed. I don't care what anybody tells you. Bullying is needed. Every time I watch one of these Maury shows or whatever where they're like, you know, I got bullied because of my looks in high school. And I went, you know, from terrible to fantastic. And then they do the show and the person comes out and they confront their bully. And here's what's funny about it. Sometimes it's not even bullying. It's a guy that made a comment one day that said, nah, I don't want to date her. You know, she's not cute enough. I have no attraction to her. I remember when you said that you had no attraction to me, and that just devastated me. And I remember fighting all my life saying, you will be attracted to me, and look at me now. And the guy's like, yeah, I'd be attracted to you now. You look great. He goes, I'm sorry my comment about you 20 years ago that I wasn't attracted to you hurt your feelings. But the fact remains, I wasn't attracted to that. But you, the way you look now, oh, well, you can look at it and feast on it. He's like, I don't need to feast on anything. I knew what I wanted then, and I know what I want now. You're the one with the problem. You understand what I'm saying? This is where we are in this country, where you can't even say something like, no, you're not my type. Look, as a dude, let me explain why guys are so much tougher than women. Let me explain. I know that was a misogynistic comment, right? Let me explain. Because we know how to get rejected. A guy, you walk in, you're not a girl's type. You say, hey, ladies, how you doing? Oh, okay. Hey, it's good talking to you. Whatever. You buy some chicken drink. Nah, you're not my type. Well, oh, okay. Hey, thank you. Do you wonder why we know how to negotiate? You want to know why we get through the world and navigate these minefields? Because we have learned about rejection. We get it early on. We deal with it. And so a guy early on, she said, oh, you're not this, you're not that. Okay, fine. I'll get in the weight room. I'll start lifting some weights. I'll go get on the track team. We look for solutions that overcome whatever the issue is. I cannot tell you how many times that a dude will hit the gym. He's like, yeah, man, got to put the muscles on. You know, girls like the muscles. You know, and the girl that he's after may never like him. But guess what? Other girls will. Other girls will. Or they'll like his attitude. Because his attitude is, you know what? I don't care. I'm going in the gym. I feel good about myself. Yeah.
But boy, we have raised a group of kids that are looking for the easy way. They don't want that. Look, they showed a picture in this article about this weight loss surgery for teens. And this girl went from, you know, 260 pounds down to 140. She lost part of herself. I mean, she lost more weight, enough weight to have doubled herself, to create a new version of her. Okay? That's how much weight. And it was dramatic. And she looked a lot different. And I'm sure she looked great. But here's, let me tell you what she's not prepared for. She's still not prepared for life. She's still not prepared for the rejection of guys. I tell people all the time, if you don't earn it, it doesn't, you don't feel it. It's like people tell me, Kevin, can I get a black belt in 2 years? Yeah, you can. Somebody can give you that. They can strap that on you. But if you haven't earned it, if you don't go through the battle scars and you haven't had people kicking at you and punching at you and hitting you hard and making you earn that, and somebody just says, yeah, you did all the requirements. You can throw the kicks and the punches, but you haven't been punched in the face enough. But yeah, no, okay, I got my black belt. No, you don't, because you haven't earned it. You haven't gone through that cycle where you got to take those licks and get up again, and somebody hits you hard, and you're like, oh, crap. Because once you've earned that, then you go, okay, I'm ready. But let me tell you what happens with these chubbies. They do the weight loss surgery. They tell you it is very important that you get your mental game in check, because you still see yourself as that chubby person. When it happens so quick, your mind doesn't have time to catch up, that you're not, you know, this. You may look good physically, but mentally you're still a chub. If that's the best way to put it, I hope I'm making people understand it. Mentally, you're still there. And until that mental thing takes over and says, you know, you are a beautiful person, you know, physically now, you have made this transition, you're still going to go after the same guys. You're still going to make the same mistakes. You may still even eat the same foods. Many of these people go back. That's why they put a disclaimer in that says, oh, it doesn't always work. You know, it lasts a few years. What happens with that kid when it lasts a few years and they don't understand it? What happens? It's not good news. Yeah, and look, they go into all these aspects of it. I don't know how much I want to cover, but they say nearly 5 million U.S. children and teens are severely obese, a nearly doubling over 20 years. You want to know what I would say? We have a problem that is allowing these kids to double in obesity over 20 years. How about we solve that problem before we start letting these kids take, yet again, another easy way out? Doesn't make any sense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, so the more I learn about China and what's going on there, the more I really appreciate President Trump. And I say that because when I remember when Trump first declared, and he said, you know, we're getting ripped off in trade, and they're playing around with the dollar. And I remember thinking, man, those aren't the typical things people run on in a campaign. And the more I listened to him, the more I thought, wow, he's right. You know, we're losing billions of dollars every year. And, of course, the media was focused on the comments he made about these illegals coming in from the border and they were trying to, you know, pin all these hookers. By the way, where is Stormy Daniels? You heard anything about her? Michael Avenatti? Yeah, all that stuff? It's dead. Dead in the water. Then they tried to make him racist in time to Charlottesville and all that. And they misquoting all kinds of things. But meanwhile, Trump was staying very steady on, this economy stinks. Barack Obama couldn't do jack. And having lived in China and worked in that area of region of the world, you know, I know a lot about what's going on in the Chinese, with Chinese culture and in Chinese business. But I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know nearly what I, you know, when you're just there to do a particular job, you're not interested in the politics and all that stuff. I wasn't political per se, even though I knew what was, you know, going on. I knew they were being oppressed. But I saw this article, and it talked about China's serious problems, and I thought, how illuminating. So I wanted to share it. So here's what the article says. The Chinese Communist Party has always relied on deception and wrong foot rivals and attain an advantage in negotiation. That is true. I can tell you, I watched the Chinese do the craziest things in a negotiation, and you go, wow, clever, devious, but clever. And it's born of many years of having dealt with the West, as they like to call us, and saying, look, we're going to get ours. It's time for us to get ours back. So anyway, they said, Xi famously counseled, hide your strength, bide your time. But Xi prefers to exaggerate China's economic strengths and conceals its vulnerabilities. His brazen approach, this is what this guy's writing, or person, I don't know who it is, conditions other countries to believe that Beijing enjoys a superior hand, that China's rise and dominance are inevitable. These erroneous beliefs weaken the will of injured parties, including Western nations, to resist predatory Chinese behavior. Now, you're getting into an area I know a lot about. So here's what the writer goes on to say. President Trump and Mr. Xi confirmed a phase one trade agreement Friday. Both need the deal for domestic, political, and economic reasons. But in every negotiation, pressure is relative, and the U.S. has more political and economic leverage than China. This insight will help the U.S. during the more difficult second phase of negotiations. Consider why China engages in predatory, illegal economic behavior. Now, when they talk about this, I will tell you, I was in China in order to work with companies that were used to getting technology stolen. We knew it was going to get stolen. There was not a person in China that I worked with who didn't understand. You had a certain limited amount of time to get a product to market before the Chinese stole the technology and did it themselves. They were spending no money on R&D. They were taking your product and doing things with it. That's why companies came up with ASICs and proprietary processors, and they kept that part on shore. But they moved the integration offshore. But even with that, Chinese would reverse engineer it. So I know a lot about this. So anyway, it goes on to say, China needs to grow rapidly to maintain fiscal stability, manage its debt, and advance its strategic and military ambitions. China can't become the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific without sustained growth. The only reliable way Beijing has of maintaining adequate growth is to support companies with cheap credit. The rise in Chinese corporate debt since 2008 and 2009 financial crisis has been one of the largest and most rapid in relative and absolute terms for any 10-year period in peacetime economic history. Now, I don't want to bore you with numbers, but he's saying China's having massive debt. There's been nothing like it in over a decade in peacetime history. He says China cannot significantly deleverage without drastic changes to the political economy. The model involves offering state-owned enterprises and national champions such as Huawei. This is cheap and finance privileged domestic market access at the expense of the independent private sector. So what he's saying is this big company, Huawei, whatever they call themselves, that have 5G technology, China partners with them and says, we're going to give you a leg up. You're going to get cheap financing. You're going to get domestic market access at the expense of the private sector. So China showers state businesses with subsidies and stolen IP, intellectual property, and shields them from foreign competition. The Chinese domestic economy is slowing because of chronic overinvestment.
This provides the economic rationale behind plans such as the Belt and Road Initiative and Made in China 2025. The former, he writes, is a scheme to export excess capacity and lock in new regional markets for Chinese firms, especially in infrastructure. So what he's saying there is all their steel, all their lead, all that stuff, they're pricing it to essentially take over the world market, particularly close at first, if not, you know, markets like the U.S. He says the latter is a new export-oriented approach based on dominating increasingly important advanced and high-tech sectors in global markets. Both attempt to create external commercial opportunities for protected, unreformed Chinese firms without the need to reform the country's main economic and political institutions. Mr. Xi believes doubling down on this approach offers his party the best prospect to retain and hold its power and opportunity. As with virtually all major economic developments in China, the party soaks up praise when things go well and wears blame when they don't. As a chairman of everything, Mr. Xi faces acute pressure. His success depends on preventing the emergence of a genuinely independent middle class, which is what led to democratic transitions in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. He says, now, negotiation leverage. I'm telling you, folks, I know I'm reading this, but this is, go back and listen to this at some point and let it soak in, or find the article in the Wall Street Journal, because I'm going to get to the crux here. The current Chinese model is self-defeating. Less deserving companies continue to receive the bulk of finance and opportunity. The staggering misallocation of capital is worsening, which makes the mushrooming debt even harder to manage. An allocation of opportunity is political. This means that the private sector, and therefore household incomes, will continue to remain artificially suppressed, putting even more pressure on Beijing to stimulate growth through further credit expansion. So, contrast that with the U.S. Vibrant middle class goes out, spends money, invests, comes up with very innovative ideas, middle class wanting to move up, and that's what spurs economic growth. That's what spurs innovation. The Chinese are saying, nope, we're going to steal the product from other people, and we're going to give that innovation to the people that we say deserve it, therefore eliminating the middle class, and we'll have workers that do nothing but support the things that we want to support. Completely antithetical to our system. And that's why I keep telling everybody, I never worry about American and ingenuity. We have an advantage over everybody in the world, including Israel, because we have Jews that think like Americans. And even though they've got, you know, there's no question that Israel is an amazing technological developing country. They have some of the best minds on the planet. But we share those minds, and we have better minds here in America because we think differently. So what China's doing is it's saying, don't worry about ingenuity. We'll steal it and we'll give it to you. Well, that's great. If all you want to do is be a copycat, that works fine. Even reverse engineering, you can learn certain things. But trust me, the people that develop the tech know it cold. Other people coming up, seeing how it's used, that's what spurs all this ingenuity. And Trump understands this. He understands the economic pressures China's putting on itself. And he's saying, we're in the hog seat. We're in the driver's seat. We know exactly, you know, how much money's being wasted, lost, how big we are a piece of the Chinese economy, and on and on. We know how they're trying to get around tariffs and all these other things. And I'm going to make sense of it, and China's no longer going to use America to build up its military. You're not going to steal our IP any longer. You steal our IP, we're going to cut you off, and we're going to go develop it somewhere else. Trump gets it. And these this is major league problems. Here's where they go on. He finishes with, the U.S. has a far more adaptive and diverse economy than China. China's economy is inefficient, bloated, dysfunctional, plagued by institutions and policies that are not fit for their purposes. If the tariff war resumes, it will continue to prove much more disruptive to China than the U.S. Trump properly recast China as the main threat to a fair and sustainable global economic system, and is winning.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.